It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tonight we kick off Candidate Week. There are several tight, contentious races in the area, and we here on the download wanted to introduce you to some of the candidates running for office in the Illinois primary, which will be decided on March 15th, next Tuesday. Instead of a debate format, we decided to go back-to-back interviews, give each major candidate equal time, similar questions, the whole deal. Joining me tonight to help with the interviews is Mike Fouché. Mike is the man behind AlderTrack.com, a subscription news site that covers all things Illinois politics. He's a regular here on the program. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to be here.
All right. So tonight we focus on the state Senate race on the west side. It's for the 5th Senate District of Illinois, which covers a big swath of the west side, including the West Loop, parts of Lincoln Park and Wicker Park. The incumbent is Democrat Senator Patricia Van Pelt, and she's being challenged by former Chicago Alderman Bob Fioretti. It's fun to point out that both of these candidates ran for mayor of Chicago at one point. Senator Van Pelt is up first tonight. She's been in office since 2013. Before that, she was a community activist. She was born on a near north side, and she was raised in Cabrini Green. Senator Van Pelt, welcome to the download.
Thank you so much, Justin. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you for being. Okay, so first question out the way. I mean, why do you want to run for reelection?
Well, I want to run for reelection because I ran in order to carry the voice of ordinary people into government. I just felt like they weren't listening to us, that they weren't understanding the challenges we face in the community. And so I was an advocate. I would fight to change laws, but it still seemed to me that they just didn't understand. So I wanted to get behind the curtain so I could see why is it that they don't understand the very challenges that we face every day, and why is it that they cannot address them?
It's got to be hard for you because, you know, the gridlock in Springfield is so immense. You know, we don't have a budget. It's 9 months. It seems like more and more we're finding that politicians, especially incumbents, are becoming less favored just for the fact that it just has this perception that nothing's getting done. So when you are a sitting senator in Springfield, how do you talk to your constituents about that?
Well, basically, I tell them what we've done. The Senate has passed budgets over and over again. We passed 18 little pieces of the budget. So the governor could veto each little piece if he wanted to. But he just ignores the entire budget. He vetoes the whole thing besides the school part. So I explained to them that we are trying to sit down with him and discuss his issues that he wants to get addressed. And we're willing to address some of those issues. But if we can't do it exactly the way he wants, everything line by line like he wants, he gets up and leaves the table. So
Senator, the Illinois House passed the elected school board bill last week. Would you vote for it if it came to the Senate?
I believe I would. You know, I have to still, my constituents are kind of like on both sides of the, both sides of this issue. I favor a hybrid, but I went to Springfield to represent the voice of the people in my community. So it's not what I think, it's what they want, and I'm still figuring that out.
Do you think that Mayor Emanuel has been doing a good job of running the school system?
I think that it's always room for improvement, and I believe the voice of community, ordinary community people, can help shape the better outcomes.
So there's a threat that Governor Rauner is going to try and take over the CPS and the schools. What can you do as a state senator in order to put a stop to that?
Well, he needs legislation passed in order to be able to do that. He can't just take over the schools. And quite naturally, we're not doing a good job of handling the state. I don't think we need to take over CPS.
Okay.
Let me ask you a good question. Education has to be a big part of the constituents on the west side. The other is public safety.
Yes.
So talk about what you've done in Springfield on issues like public safety.
Okay. Well, public safety, we have, as you know, the murders are double the rate that they were last year. And what I hear across the district, whether I'm in Lincoln Park or Lawndale, it's about people want to be safe. They want they want to be able to walk outside and be safe. Well, so I believe personally that the reason why we have so much violence in the city is because we drop off 24,000 ex-offenders into the communities every year. They join the hundreds of thousands that already roam the streets, and they can't get jobs. They can't get into housing, can't get grants in school. So they tend to continuously commit crime. They stay in a cycle of crime, and we're the ones that are the victims of that. So I believe that when we start addressing that the reintegration of the ex-offender, then we'll see some changes in the city. So I passed Senate Bill 1659, which provides a tax credit to small business or business people who hire ex-offenders, $1,500.
You're seeing Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin talk about, you know, appointing a Cook County czar, which got through the budget. You're seeing him sort of put a public face. You know, he was a West Side politician who's putting a public face on violence, on community. You're a lot of the West Side, a big swath of the West Side. Is there opportunity for you to step up and be the face of politics dealing with a crisis like gun violence in Chicago?
Well, I think so. It's a very complex issue. As you know, the majority of the guns that we get in the city that are used in crimes are coming from outside. So that's been a challenge for the city and the state for a long time. I think I would be a better position to talk about the reintegration. How to help people who are coming back from prison to get back into our communities. Because if we leave them outside, we pay for it over and over and over again. And we keep paying on when they get out, and we pay when they go back in.
So, Senator, a lot of the things that you're talking about here are good issues, but they're what some people might call a soapbox issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're important things that people need to talk about, and we need to find solutions. But the real true thing that we're struggling with here in Springfield is that we have two groups, Democrats and Republicans, or you might say Mike Madigan and Governor Rauner. But either way, you're a player in this game. What can be done in order to bring people together? I mean, you want to be reelected, but if you're going to be reelected, what are you going to be doing that's going to be different from what you're doing today?
Well, Mike, so I know it sounds like a soapbox issue, but it's what we live through. We're living through that. And these murders are directly tied
sure,
to
Sure, but you're not going to be able to get anything done unless Democrats and Republicans start working together.
That's right. Well, you know, our job is to keep pushing our president to sit down as many times as he can with the governor and also to talk about what we want to see change. Like, one of the things I would like to see us change is we need to do some more work around that workman's compensation. And that's one of the governor's issues. He wants worker compensation reform. Mm-hmm. And I think we've done a lot already, but I think there's a lot of room left to get some more done. We have to get the governor to understand that he's not going to get everything he wants. None of us are getting everything we want. We have to work together to solve these problems. And we've been very much on point with that in the Senate.
So one of the things that President Obama asked state legislators to do when he spoke in Springfield last month is to make sure that you're building friendships with people across the aisle. Right. He talked about his warm relationships with Republicans and how everybody played poker together. And, hey, isn't that great? So who's your best friend on the Republican side?
I would say Pamela Althoff.
Uh-huh.
She's moderate, actually. And she's I can talk to her about issues. She explains to me why the Republicans won't support it or why they can support it. And she'll think through the issues that I talk to her about. All of my legislation has been bipartisan. Every single one that I pass has been bipartisan, and it's because of people like Pamela, and you know, and also quite naturally the leadership, you know, leadership on that side.
Senator Patricia Van Pelt is running for re-election in the 5th Senate District of Illinois. Let's take a break. We come back. We'll continue the conversation with the senator. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Candidate Week here on the Download. So all week long, we are talking to different candidates who are running for statewide office here on the primary March 15th. State Senator Patricia Van Pelt is our first guest tonight. She is running for re-election in the 5th Senate District of Illinois. Let's, you know, Mike, you want to go ahead and...
Yeah, you know, Senator, you're talking a lot about things that the people are living with, things that people are afflicted with. In your community, in your district, you know, the West Side needs development in a big, big way. So what's your big idea? How do we bring development to the West Side of Chicago?
Well, I think that what we need to do is support the manufacturers that are there. There are a lot of manufacturers and other kinds of companies right there that hire people, hundreds of people. I was just at the seating company just the other day, 700 employees over at Chicago Beverage, 200 employees. Hmm. We need to support them. Their biggest challenge, they tell me, is the workers' comp issue. They say they're paying too much for workers' comp, and they want to stay in the city, but that's a major challenge. So that's the thing that I'm focused on.
So that's something that you and Governor Rauner agree on.
Yes.
And so, I mean, maybe you're the liaison to Governor Rauner in order to convince him, yes, there is a way we can all hold hands, like Emma Mitz says in Sing Kumbaya.
Okay. Well, I think that the governor may want to go further than I'm willing to go. And that's what we have to find out. But the problem we have is that he doesn't want to discuss it. He just wants to have his way. And so that's a challenge for us.
How hard is it for you to be in Springfield, to have the rhetoric that you hear in Chicago and the media about how no one's getting anything done, or it only goes through the speaker or the Senate president or the governor, and that you, the people in the House and Senate, are just pawns?
Well, you know, I've been through a lot in my life, as you probably know from some of my history. And I know that if you just keep moving forward, you are making progress. So I'm looking at police reform, real police reform. I got several bills up about that. One is to keep so if there's any allegations against a police officer, that we never destroy those records. That's one of my bills. Another one is saying that in order for anytime there's a police shooting, they have to release those videos to the public unless they have a court order saying that they should. So I'm working hard to solve problems. Even though people may complain and say we're not doing anything, I know that I'm doing what's needed for my community. And I'm not going to sit down. That's why I went there.
Well, Mayor Emanuel says that he'll release the videos, but he'll release them in 90 days. Is that enough?
No, that's too long.
So what should the standard be? I mean, Lisa Madigan said the standard should be FOIA, which is 14 days.
Right. And that's what my bill is. It's about FOIA. It's about those are all FOIAable, you know, Freedom mm-hmm. of Information Act. They can get those unless the police have a court order saying they cannot. That's what the bill does. So it flips it on its head the way they usually do it. They make us get a court order. Now they have to get one.
Is Mayor Emanuel, is he doing a good job with policing in Chicago?
Now, I think he's got a lot on his plate right now, and I think he's challenged right now. And I definitely wouldn't want to criticize someone who is trying, you know, I believe is trying to do what needs to be done. You know, it's unfortunate that there's so many problems happening in this city at the same time. They all come to a head at a time when we need money. We need, you know, police accountability. Our schools are in trouble. So it's a great challenge.
Can people in your community trust the Chicago Police Department?
Well, I think the people in my community want to trust the police department. They want to. And the issue is that, I mean, really, when you think about it, Mike, it's only a very few number of cops that are actually doing all this. Committing all these crimes. And I think that we can get down to the bottom of some of that with my laws.
Let me ask you this. You know, Chicago seems to be a target when it comes to Springfield, when it comes to Governor Rauner. There's a lot of talk about unions. There's a lot of talk about, you know, what we're seeing with education and schools, takeovers, that the city's not being run well, and we need to reestablish or formulate how money is spent. When you hear that, you know, representing Chicago, the West Side, the West Loop, parts of Wicker Park, what's your response to that? Is there actually an attack on the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois?
Yes, and I think it's a red herring, actually. I believe that when he causes us to look at things like the CPS and the city and all these problems, we're not focused on what we're actually struggling with as a state. Right now, I had a bill, Senate Bill 2401, which provided redeploy Illinois so that youth would not end up in the prison system. They could get diverted out of the prison system. Well, that's been shut down in 23 counties. So that means now we were saving millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars by not putting kids in prison. And now they're going straight through the pipeline, straight into prison. I mean, and even the seniors not providing the food for them, the Meals on Wheels and the supportive services. When they have to move out of their houses, they move into institutions. We have to pay for that four times what we're paying right now. So I hope that people are not distracted by those kinds of conversations that he has, and let us focus on the things that's important.
Okay, so now you're running for re-election. This is you've had 4 years down in 3 years down in Springfield. What do you think is going to make you, what have you learned from that system? What have you learned from being a part of Springfield that makes you a better politician, a better representative, a senator for your district?
Well, I've learned that there are a lot of Republicans I can work with and that I can build partnerships and relationships. I've always done that as a community organizer, but we've never approached Republicans. We just never did. We always worked on the other side of the aisle. Being in the chamber, I'm able to go across the aisle and talk to those on the other side. If we're going to solve these problems, we're going to have to work together. And that's what I'm committed
to. So how do you convince the GOP that Chicago isn't just a big, giant money vacuum? You know, how do you convince people like Pam Althoff, your buddy on the Republican side?
We use the facts. We pay more into the state than we get back as a city.
Do they care about the facts? I mean, when you go to Pam and you guys are crocheting together or whatever you do at the end of the day, you know,
we don't crochet.
Okay, I don't know what you do in order to relax. I'm picking something
clean.
I'm picking something clean here. And so, you know, in your crochet circle with the other senators.
Swinging circle.
Okay, whatever you guys do. So, you know, how are you convincing them with facts?
I believe they understand. We're in a very...
So it's just a game for them?
I don't think it's a game for them. We're in a time when we all have to walk in a line. We have to basically line up with our side of the, whatever our side is saying. I line up with the Democrats. She lines up with the Republicans. We have to find a way to build bridges, and that's what we're going to do.
State Senator Patricia Van Pelt is running for re-election in the 5th Senate District of Illinois. Thank you so much for giving us your time tonight.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with Mr. Bob Fioretti, who is the challenger in the 5th Senate District of Illinois. Interesting area, you know, Mike, because we talked a lot about the West Side. And
it's your home district, so it must
it
be
is,
interesting.
It's also the West Loop, and it also has a little swing where it hits Lincoln Park, North and Sheffield, Wicker Park, some
Takes
areas
of that
area.
Of that.
So it's like an interesting little dissection of Chicago.
Yeah, from happy to not so happy parts of the city.
Yeah. So, okay, so Bob Fioretti's coming up next. We'll ask him the similar questions, and we'll...
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll talk to Bob.